In the last 8 months, former Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie has raised about $1.3 million to run for governor. And since Republican Congressman Rob Whitman started raising money for a gubernatorial campaign back in April, he's raised about $57,000. But Robert Gutman at George Mason University says the congressman can transfer more than $1 million from his congressional campaign account to his gubernatorial campaign account when he needs it.
John McCain, after he ran for president, started the McCain Institute. He had like $18, $19 million, and the law says he can use it to start an institute. So the laws are flawed, as we all know. And people can use this money that's held over.
Now, there's another potential candidate in the race, Prince William County Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart. He hasn't raised any money yet, which leads Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia Center for Politics to say he'll have a hard time making the case that he has the resources to mount a strong campaign.
Now, at the moment, it would appear that both Gillespie and Whitman will probably be in a position to make that argument. And, you know, it's kind of difficult to see Corey Stewart being able to manage the same feat.
Now, that money will be targeted directly to delegates at the Republican convention next year because the convention, not a statewide primary, will select the party's nominee for governor. I'm Michael Pope.